Yes.
嗨，大家好，
Hi, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年7月9号，星期四。
Today is Thursday, July 9, 2026.
今天的第一部分内容。
The first part of today's content.
一
One.
国家网信办出台实施规范人机互动的新规。将于7月15号生效。
The content of the implementation guidelines for human-machine interaction issued by the National Information and Communications Administration will take effect on July 15th.
新规
In addition,
明确禁止平台生成以下内容。
Explicitly prohibits the platform from generating the following content.
可能引发未成年人模仿不安全行为，产生极端情绪，或诱导其不良嗜好。
It may lead to minors imitating unsafe behavior to generate extreme emotions or induce bad habits.
从而影响未成年人身心健康的内容。
Content that affects the physical and mental health of minors.
过度
excessive
迎合用户，诱导情感依赖或沉迷，损害用户真实人际关系的内容。
Content that exploits, deceives, or manipulates users into developing an unhealthy emotional dependence or addiction.
通过情感操纵等方式
by using emotional manipulation,
诱导用户做出不合理决策
to induce users to make unreasonable decisions.
损害用户合法权益的内容
This content violates user rights.
此外
In addition,
新规还规定
The new regulations also stipulate that
拟人化互动服务提供者
Personalized interactive service provider
不得向未成年人提供虚拟亲属
Do not provide virtual relatives to minors.
虚拟伴侣等虚拟亲密关系服务
Virtual companions and other virtual intimacy services.
为应对这项新规，两大科技巨头字节跳动和阿里巴巴集团已相继下架自定义 AI 智能体功能。
In response to this new regulation, the two tech giants ByteDance and Alibaba Group have successively removed their custom AI chatbot features.
这项功能允许用户创建 AI 伴侣并与之对话。
This feature allows users to create AI companions and interact with them.
尽管有些企业警告，过于严苛的规则
Despite some companies warning against overly strict rules,
恐将阻碍科技创新
This will hinder technological innovation.
但这套新规仍是目前全球范围内旨在防范
However, this new set of regulations is still the most comprehensive in the world to prevent it.
AI 潜在危害的最全面监管框架之一。
One of the most comprehensive regulatory frameworks for AI potential hazards.
它也反映出全球对对话式 AI 带来心理冲击的焦虑。正不断加剧。
This also reflects the growing anxiety around the psychological impact of conversational AI globally.
对这种所谓聊天机器人出现的问题
，Regarding the problems with this so-called chatbot,
我没有看到国内的报道或案例。
I haven't seen any domestic reports or cases.
这个在欧美的关注度是比较高的。
This is something that is highly valued in Europe and America.
有孩子沉迷和机器人聊天。
There are children addicted to and chatting with robots.
最后，精神、情感上出了问题。
Finally, there were problems with the mental and emotional aspects.
寻了短见。
Found.
还有聊天机器人给恐怖袭击出主意的。对没有足够辨别能力的未成年人有很高的风险。
Chatbots pose a high risk to vulnerable young people who lack the ability to distinguish between real and fake information, as they can be used to solicit them for terrorist activities.
我认为确实应该加强管控。
I think it should definitely be strengthened.
不过，我对国内的大众化人工智能服务一直是比较消极的看法。
However, I have a rather pessimistic view of the popular AI services in China.
起步就不完整。
The starting point is incomplete.
别的也不用说了。
The rest is unnecessary.
二。
Two.
据媒体报道。
According to media reports,
美国农业部7月8号报告称
According to a report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on July 8,
美国向中国销售 47.2 万吨大豆
The United States exported 472,000 tons of soybeans to China,
创下2025年11月以来对华单日出口最高销量。
Achieved the highest daily export sales to China since November 2025.
知情者说
According to sources,
继本周早些时候预定至少六船货物后
Following the earlier this week's confirmation of at least six cargo ships,
国企中粮集团七号晚又预定了至少五船。
China National Grain and Oil Group has placed an order for at least five more ships.
美国大豆装运期主要集中在九月至十月。
The main shipping period for U.S. soybeans is from September to October.
通常一船大豆约为六万吨。
A typical cargo of soybeans is around 60,000 tons.
三
Third,
看到好几篇纪念高善文先生的文章。
I've seen several articles commemorating Mr. Gao Shanwen.
又少了一位敢说话。
One less person who dares to speak out.
有水平。
Good.
真正的专家。
True experts.
高老师的金句不能在这里讲。
Teacher Gao's famous quotes are not appropriate for this setting.
否则肯定发不出来。
Otherwise, it will definitely not be sent.
我把高老师那个著名的对联再说一下。
I'd like to repeat the famous couplet by Gao.
上联是解释过去。
The first line explains the past.
头头是道。
It's a matter of principle.
似乎有理。下联是预测未来。
It seems that the lower line is a prediction of the future.
躲躲闪闪。
Vade.
误差惊人。
The error is shocking.
横批经济分析。这个对联是什么意思
？What does the horizontal couplet economic analysis mean？
大家自己理解，见仁见智。今天的第二部分内容
，Everyone has their own understanding, and the second part of seeing different opinions is open to interpretation.
一
，One，
北约峰会消息
，NATO summit news。
第一。
First,
北约峰会周三闭幕。
The NATO summit closed on Wednesday.
与会成员承诺
The participants pledged
2026年向乌克兰提供总值700亿欧元的军事装备、培训及相关支持。
In 2026, a total of 7 billion euros will be provided to Ukraine in the form of military equipment, training and related support.
并计划在2027年维持至少同等援助规模。
And plan to maintain at least the same level of aid in 2027.
北约在峰会上也宣布，总值逾500亿美元的新军购计划。
NATO also announced a new military procurement plan worth $500 million at the summit.
并承诺提升国防工业制造能力。与工业界合作，加快创新。
And pledged to enhance the capabilities of defense industry, manufacturing, and cooperate with industrial enterprises to accelerate innovation.
第二
Second,
据媒体报道
According to media reports,
美国总统特朗普7月8号在北约峰会期间与乌克兰总统泽连斯基举行会谈。
On July 8, U.S. President Trump met with Ukrainian President Zelensky during the NATO summit.
特朗普表示
，Trump said，
美国将授权乌克兰生产爱国者导弹。
The United States will authorize Ukraine to produce Patriot missiles.
以增强乌克兰防空能力。
To enhance Ukraine's air defense capabilities.
特朗普还说
Trump also said that
俄罗斯和乌克兰都希望结束战争。
Russia and Ukraine both want to end the war.
但普京和泽连斯基都是难缠的人物。
But Putin and Zelensky are both difficult figures.
看来俄乌两边特朗普都有点搞不定。
It seems that both sides of the Russia-Ukraine conflict have been somewhat difficult to deal with for Trump.
我想等到今年冬天。
I want to wait until this winter.
俄罗斯能源系统进一步萎缩。
The Russian energy system is further shrinking.
供电
electricity
供暖都出现大问题的时候
when there are major problems with heating,
普京才有可能真正进行停战谈判。
Putin is the only one who can truly conduct ceasefire negotiations.
二
Q
伊朗战争最新进展。
Latest developments in the Iran war.
伊朗革命卫队7月9号表示
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard announced on July 9th.
他们已使用导弹和无人机分别打击科威特以及巴林各两处美军基地内的关键基础设施。
They have used missiles and drones to attack two key infrastructure sites within U.S. military bases in Kuwait and Bahrain, respectively.
巴林、科威特和卡塔尔军方都证实遭到袭击。
The military forces of Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar have all confirmed that they have been attacked.
此外
In addition,
美国中央司令部7月9号在社媒发布声明说
On July 9, the U.S. Central Command issued a statement on social media saying
美军8号打击了伊朗约80个目标。
The U.S. military targeted approximately 80 Iranian targets.
包括超过60艘革命卫队小型快艇。
Including more than 60 Revolutionary Guard small boats.
美伊
U.S. Italy.
双方还在你来
Both are still in the process of coming.
We
attack each other.
不过, 打击规模都比较小。
However, the scale of attacks was relatively small.
双方都不想显得软弱。
Neither side wanted to appear weak.
也不想升级战争。
I don't want to escalate the war.
此外,
In addition,
据媒体报道,
According to media reports,
7月8号, 霍尔木兹海峡的邮轮交通已基本停止。
On July 8, traffic in the Strait of Hormuz has been almost completely stopped.
我估计过两天,
I'd estimated that it would be 2 days.
双方还有可能再谈一谈。
There is still a chance for both sides to talk again.
如果谈不拢,就再打一场。
If we can't talk, then we'll fight again.
但根本问题看不到解决的。But
the fundamental problem cannot be solved.
希望边打边谈。
I hope to be able to talk while playing.
拖过美国中期选举,拖到年底都是有可能的。
It is possible that the U.S. midterm elections will drag on until the end of the year.
三,
Third,
根据美国AI安全智库生命未来研究所 7月7号发布的半年度AI安全指数排名,
According to the AI Safety Index released by the Future of Life Institute, a U.S. AI safety think tank, on July 7,
美国的Anthropic高居榜首,
The U.S. SRIC ranks first.
但整体评级仅为C加。 专家小组评估了9家领先的AI企业。
However, the overall rating is only C. The expert group evaluated 9 leading AI companies.
在6个方面的表现,
In 6 aspects,
包括风险评估,
including risk assessment,
当前危害, 安全框架, 生存,
current threat framework survival,
安全, 治理和问责制, 以及信息共享,
safety governance and accountability, as well as information sharing.
在所有评估类别中,
in all evaluation categories,
都没有企业获得A评级。 OpenAI和谷歌整体评级均为C, Meta评分,
Neither OpenAI nor Google has received a rating. Both OpenAI and Google have received a C rating. Meta has received a rating.
为D加, 中国的ZAI和阿里云获得D减评级。
Give ZAI and Alibaba a declining rating.
美国的XAI, 中国的DeepSeek, 以及首次纳入调查的法国企业 Mistral 均获得F评级。
The American company XAI, the Chinese company DeepSeek, and the French company MS Distro, which were included in this survey for the first time, all received an F rating.
报告指出,
The report indicates that
顶尖AI企业 在应对生存威胁方面表现不佳。
Top AI companies are not performing well in dealing with survival threats.
他们正以前所未有的速度开发变革性技术, 却未能制定可靠计划来监控相关风险。
They are developing transformative technologies at an unprecedented pace, but they have failed to develop reliable plans to monitor the associated risks.
那么刚才讲到了人工智能。
So, just now we talked about artificial intelligence.
然后在视频最后应个景，向大家推荐两位业内大咖，彼得·戴曼。
And at the end of the video, I would like to recommend two industry experts, Peter Damon.
尼斯和史蒂芬·科特勒联手新作《五倍》。
Disney and Steven Kopler's new work, Five Times the Price.
如神，重构 AI 时代的生存力与胜任力。
Reconstructing the resilience and competence of individuals in the age of AI.
人工智能领域相关的很多大佬。
Many big shots in the field of artificial intelligence.
如马斯克。
Like Musk.
黄仁勋。
Bill Gates.
盖茨。
Gates.
奥尔特曼都极力推荐这本书。
Workman highly recommends this book.
我认为现在还在职场打拼的
I think that those who are still working hard in their careers
以及在大学读书的朋友们都应该了解一下人工智能
And all of my friends who are studying at university should learn about artificial intelligence.
对于我们的生活、工作究竟意味着什么
？What does life and work mean to us？
这本书在视频号平台。
This book is on the video platform。
我的账号。
My account。
北京陈书的商品橱窗有销售。
Beijing Chen Shu Shop has sales。
有兴趣的朋友可以来看看。
Friends who are interested can come and take a look.
好
Okay.
今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I will talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞、转发、关注。
Hope everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.